Everybody likes to go out to eat. But when you're out there, do you ever think what's happening behind the kitchen doors? Well, that's what this show's about. From a man who spent his whole life behind those doors. Sometimes sniffing the food, sometimes yelling at the staff, sometimes just telling them, hey.
No.
But we're going to find out not just what's behind the kitchen doors. We're going to find out some kitchen doors today, some suggestions. This is what I could never get Chef Pascal to do, is tell me, where do you like to go eat? No. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to turn off anybody here. As you say, you're a food... How did you say it to me? You're
a food reporter.
A food reporter.
Not a critic.
Not a critic. See, I like that.
Because I believe that the chef and restaurateur work hard enough to give them the boost instead of put them down.
Right.
And so, and also I like to keep a good relationship.
Right. Don't want to get to
I want to have good food.
I had the same attitude. I don't know whether you knew this. I think you did. But I, for a while, 10, 12 years ago, I was a freelance restaurant critic.
Yes.
For the Riverside Press Enterprise.
Yeah.
And strange way I fell into that, but I did, and they had a rotating group of us, and we would go out and try stuff. And I approached it not like Ruth Reichel and those from the LA Times days where they would try and go out.
No mention name, you know, but you're right.
But yeah, she was very...
But Ruth Reichel was a good one, actually.
She knew what she was talking about, but she liked to find fault. I mean, I won't say liked to, but the idea was you were an undercover... And you could tell people what it's really like, and if it's really bad or something.
Anytime I had the worst critic, then Ruth Reichel was very professional.
She was professional. But there were some that really kind of went out looking for. And I said, no, I'm a reporter. I'm just going to tell you what I see. Mm-hmm. And if what I see isn't good, I'll mention a few things. Could have been better.
Or if you don't like it, you don't talk about it.
Then don't talk about it. Yeah. And I actually had a couple of times where they sent me on an assignment. I said, I didn't like it. And they're like, well, write that up. I said, what's the point? Because people don't want to know where... I always said they don't want to know where they shouldn't go. They want to know where they should go.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hear the bad stuff.
Isn't that what guide's supposed to be?
Yeah.
You guide the people to the right place.
Right. And if this is just my opinion based on one visit, here's what I saw. I'm going to tell you what I tasted and the whole feeling of the place and the flavors and the friendliness and all that stuff. And, you know... And so I liked coming out of the shadows, and I would tell them after I'd tried it a little while, I'd reveal that I was writing a review here, and of course they'd freak out.
So Paul,
yes,
our producer, and we love to eat and visit restaurants too.
He's
a foodie, and probably that's why I got the opportunity to be on the show. And so the last year, I dined out. Just to do a food report and promote places that I like I bought some chef in the show too.
Yeah.
But the good news is the great news. Yes. Last week I came across, somebody sent me an article published by the Periodic Adventure. You could check that online.
Periodic Adventure.
Yeah.
Okay, never heard of it.
So, dining out can be an adventure every day.
It is an adventure,
But
more so than ever.
They declare that we're on Orange County food, the food region, number 3 in California.
What? No, nobody thinks we're that good, really?
Yeah, I won't put down what the counties are behind us are. But some quite known region.
So who's number one and who's number two? Do we know?
I won't. We are 3. We are number 3.
And you said we're ahead of San Francisco?
See?
I said it. San Francisco has been since
I think San Francisco is number 4.
I came to L.A. in 1980 from the Midwest. And, of course, I got the entertainment industry, and everybody said, oh, food. And there was a lot of food.
Yes.
But always second. I don't care who was there, whether it's Spago's or whether it's all these other famous places, all the guys you knew, Michel Richard and all these kinds of guys, or the what was the place in Beverly Hills that everybody liked to go, Reagan liked to go with the chili.
Oh, yeah. So... Yeah, I can give you a little list.
But I'm just saying, without even those famous chefs, always San Francisco, and San Francisco, yeah. New York, ultimate.
But look, if you look at the cities, okay, in California.
Okay.
On the West Coast, San Diego, number one.
Really? Okay.
Yes, amazing. Los Angeles, number two.
All right.
Irvine, number three. Irvine.
And who would have thought that 20, 30 years
ago? Then Santa Barbara, number four. San Francisco, number five.
Aha.
Then Portland, then Seattle, and then Walla Walla. And so.
Walla Walla.
They're amazing. And one of the reasons we hire in the food raving is also because we have a high Asian community.
Yes.
With the best in the country Korean food offering.
And Vietnamese as well.
And Vietnamese, like? Korean, right. And also sometimes mostly Korean and Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. And even they talk about a shopping center on the, it's called the Diamond on Jamboree. And it's all mostly Korean with all kind of cuisine, mm-hmm. Hot pot, noodles, and dumpling. And
I don't know enough about Korean cuisine. I know there's
curry. Yeah, curry house.
Ribs and stuff.
And like they have also a Korean market, fish mm-hmm. market there. It's fantastic, So.
Well, why is this such a big news? Why are we so excited about this? Because when Chef Pascal came in here in the 80s, when did you get here? In the 80s sometime?
84,
okay, right when the Olympics hit in Southern California. This was a suburban food wasteland.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It was fast food. It was chain restaurants. Yeah. It was not a lot of fine dining, which is why your place, Pascal's.
Just to brag. People always ask, when they talk to staff on the airline, say, where should we eat in Australia? Also, there's not much to eat there. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly they say, go to Pascal.
Yeah.
I think I got a big publication, I think it was Southwest. Mm-hmm. And they say,
like Southwest, the airline magazines? Yeah.
Yeah. And they say, go to Pascal Restaurant.
There were very few places. And I actually knew some chefs back in the day who had successful restaurants elsewhere, like up in LA.
Yeah.
And a couple of them, I just remember having these conversations because I moved down here because I did represented some restaurants in Beverly Hills and some other place. And I say, hey, I'm down in Orange County now. And they would just make that face, and they'd say, I don't know. And I'd say, why don't you open up a place down here? And several of them told me, I don't think they'd go for it. I don't think they'd like it. I don't think they'd understand it. I don't think they'd try it. It's all, this is, after all, still the headquarters for Taco Bell and Johnny Rockets and millions of chains. All these giant fast food chains. Mm-hmm. Have headquarters down here.
El Torito.
In and Out used to be in Irvine here. El Torito, yeah. So this was that kind of place. And it wasn't that there wasn't money. It wasn't that there wasn't sophistication. It wasn't that there wasn't adventure.
Food was not a priority.
No.
And even in grocery store, it was very hard for me to find a leek or to find ginger or things like that,
Right.
So on shallots, I couldn't find any shallots.
And I think part of what changes, I think you just identified it for me. I hadn't thought of this. We had such an influx of other immigrant populations in the 80s, and then the Vietnamese came over in the late 70s and 80s when they fled Vietnam. Koreans, Chinese, certainly huge, giant Chinese mm-hmm. population here. Philippine, Indian, Persian after the fall of Iran and the Shah, and all these people that flooded into Southern California, and for some reason a lot of them came to
And then some great chef like Wolfgang Puck that opened a restaurant called Chinois, and he has French technique with Asian food, and so this was really the start of everything, the booming of changing the gastronomy,
and that created kind of the foundation for fusion different cultures together. So it wasn't just French, it wasn't just Italian.
Yeah. So, and now we go further up now with the concept of farm to table.
I love that,
There's more and more places where farming, local farming, and also local chefs that grow their own herbs and some of their vegetables.
I'm hoping in this coming year, in 2026, we can highlight more of those, because we've talked about them. You know, the Ecology Center and a couple other places.
Yeah.
We've got to get those in, because I don't think this was an agriculture economy. This mm-hmm. is how it was founded, and then it was all paved over into giant suburban yes. tract homes. But there are still people farming and exploring things of urban farming.
Even in Irvine, you know, yeah. there's a couple of places that really you can get fantastic locally grown food, and organic as well.
Right, right.
So
you're telling me that finally some publication, maybe it's not Travel and Leisure, maybe it's not Bon Appetit or something here, but somebody recognized Orange yeah. County on the map
yes.
and said, we're not a forgotten wasteland anymore. In fact, we're a place to find good food.
And, you know, as a chef restaurateur, I do notice it. You know, last year, as a food reporter,
I like that.
I probably visit 50-some restaurants.
Really? I was yeah. wondering how often you go out, so that's like once a week.
I don't eat much. I usually go for lunch, right. sometimes for dinner with some friends.
Right.
And I go to for lunch. I like to have somebody else with me, mm-hmm. so we can order more food and samples.
I'm always available anytime you want to go.
Okay, all right. I know you do. And look at all these food online events. There is also now in Orange County.
A lot of events where you can go taste and sample all these things and stuff, yeah. So, all right, so today you're going to do what I've asked you to do, and you've said, no, I'm going to get into trouble. You're going to give us, but these aren't necessarily the best restaurants. These are just some of the highlights that you've seen.
The list I'm going to state is not from the top to the last. I have about 20 restaurants.
Okay.
No, it could be on alphabetically ordered, but I didn't do it.
These are places that you stopped and you were impressed
yes.
and you want to highlight.
Some of them I go frequently. Some of them I went once or twice last
okay.
year. So,
okay.
So I will say I have about 20, 25 restaurants. My top, I love that place in Liceo. And it's an Italian restaurant called Trattoria Trullo.
Trattoria Trullo. I have heard of it. I've never been there.
Amazing chef. He's very passionate, Chef Marco. And everything can tell. He's really try to make sure he deliver authentic Italian cuisine. Mm-hmm. Everything is made in her house. All the pasta, he make great polenta, he make panna cotta, unbelievable. And he's very jovial, very nice man, you know.
Can I tell you, so this is my own personal bias. I never go out to Italian restaurants, ever. And partly because somehow in my brain they sort of are like, most of them are just like the local spaghetti joint. You know, they're just, they're nice, and they're a little comfortable, and they're a little community. When I grew up, that was where everybody went. They went to an Italian restaurant. And I'm always looking for something different. Maybe I'm still stuck in the 60s yeah. here or something. But
to tell you how detailed he is, he has one cook, one kitchen chef cook. Mm-hmm. There's in charge only of the lasagna.
Only in charge of the
yeah.
lasagna. That's pretty serious.
So from the dough to the filling to the baking, that's all he does, not lasagna. And he was very proud to let me know that.
Aren't many of those, I'm talking about serious old-world Italian restaurants where there's four or five captains and several chefs, and they all kind of specialize in something. Most of them are just, you know, to me,
yeah.
making the same, like Mexican restaurants. I do go
yeah,
to Mexican.
Yeah, but it's not the case because it's a small restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and the most cook they have in this kitchen is like four, plus the chef. And the mm-hmm. chef is hands-on, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so hands-on, they even take your order if you see that, you know, we are waiting.
Really? Okay.
So,
and how did you find, why, do you like Italian restaurant? Your friend Bruno, obviously, famous Italian
yeah,
restaurant.
Yeah, Bruno, the White House is really good. I'm glad you say it, because he will not be happy to not hear.
Absolutely. Gotta hear Bruno's name. Bruno's another one of those two or three of you old
yeah,
guard.
Yeah, the name, the White House, has been, he's a very amazing restaurateur, and doing a fantastic business there.
Yeah, good.
It's a great venue too. My other place, it's not really a public restaurant, but I want to give them a shot because they deserve to be more known.
Okay.
And it's a park club. It's a private club at by yourself, Cos Plaza.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the park club, because that's a revised. Is it still the park? No, it was the.
It used to be the center club.
Yes. Yeah. And the center club was a spot, and then COVID hit, and they suffered, and I think they changed ownership and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think enough people have been back to give it a second look. You took me over there. Who's the young chef that you just...
Daniel.
Oh,
amazing.
My God. The young Asian guy or whatever he is?
Yes.
And he's bringing stuff out, like, try this, chef, try this. I know that they... I shouldn't say this, but I don't think it's come back to the attention that the Center Club once had. I think they're still trying to get people to come back into that. And there's something still about private clubs.
The good thing, if good food can bring more members, they're going to get more members. The food is going to be one of the reasons they sign.
I think so. And I don't know that the Center Club people went for the food. They went for, because it was a private club, and it's outside Sagerstrom Hall and Center and all that stuff.
So they do a fantastic job on the food, on the service, the decor, the ambiance. It's amazing.
Okay.
And
I'll have to try it again.
Yes. So kudos to Chef Daniel. Close to here, across the street. Another favorite place.
You love this place right here
I
in our center
place.
Here.
Herb and Ranch.
And it's kind of it's a food hall, but they run all the different food stalls.
That restaurant is part of a small group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have several restaurants in the San Diego area.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And here they develop a concept of a kind of a upscale food line.
I think they call it food hall kind of thing. So you've got this one kind of stand.
You have station inside
the
restaurant.
And then you go over here and they're doing something else. They're doing the
So you pick if you want prepared food, if you want sandwich, you go to the sandwich station. If you want the raw station, you go to the raw station.
So they could have a salmon and chicken and stuff like it came out of the kitchen here. Or they could have sandwiches over here.
Today I had a nice seared salmon with a roasted baby potatoes and spiced carrots.
Can I chime in? Because it's in our center here. It's in the research park here at UCI where our studio is located.
Yes.
And I go there frequently. And they have a salmon.
Yeah.
I'm either way on salmon. Salmon can be too fishy and too strong or whatever, or sometimes too dry. Salmon goes all over the place. I mean, I like salmon as a dish.
Yeah.
They have, in my opinion, the best salmon.
They have a great salmon. It's never dry.
Never dry.
You just sear the nice crust and
just
give
it. Melts in your mouth.
You can have a choice of tzatziki sauce or pesto on it. It's fantastic.
I don't know why this place in the research park at a food hall to me has the best salmon.
I go there because I need some protein before I come to the show.
Yeah, right. Stocked up, right.
And so the chef, Joe, what's his name again? Chef.
We've met him so many times here.
Jonah.
Jonah, yes.
Yeah,
such
very,
a cool
very good
guy.
Chef.
We've seen him at
very
food
nice
events
guy.
And stuff here.
He's hands-on too. He just go from one station to another just to make sure.
But again, it's this new concept which we haven't highlighted enough of. Like in San Juan Capistrano, like in Costa Mesa at the packing house, this food hall idea. Little stalls, great food, and you have a choice of three or four different places.
I haven't been to the packing house for some time, you know. I went there when it was very trendy at one point, and it's a lot. There's
have
a lot
you been
of
down to whatever it's called, the river or something in San Juan Capistrano, right next to the train station?
Oh, yeah.
It's like these old red barns.
No, it's really good, and they have a very good reputation. Talking about San Juan Capistrano, there's one Italian restaurant again there.
Okay.
It's called Limoncello.
Again, I've heard of it. I've never, because I guess I just somehow
and
shy
once
away
again,
from the
Italian restaurant. Their lasagna is unbelievable. And
okay.
They have two very good... they have a great selection of pasta and amazing. in-house made as well.
And if you want a great, cool bar scene and sit outside, it's the only big outdoor bar.
The front patio is amazing.
The other one is Trevor's at the Tracks there.
We're going Trevor's at the Tracks. Yeah. And you should take me out.
Yeah. I should take you there. I know the guy a little bit. I remember when he took it over, it had been an old kind of place.
Easy enough. We can go. We can take the train.
Yeah.
We go there.
That's a point.
You can have a little glass of wine, and then you take the train back. You
know? That's right.
You don't need to look.
And I'll tell you the other one, since we're in that area, and I hope to get him on here. My wife and I stumbled into, what's the name of the place? It's at... it's the inn at Mission with San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, yeah.
The big, fancy hotel right next to the mission.
Hotel opened like 3-4 years ago.
They're trying to, this is a trend, you talked about it when you had the Pendry in here. I assume that fine dining in a restaurant is just for the guests. I don't think of going to the Montage or to the Pendry. I'm sorry, I don't know.
The Montage did something different when they first opened. They had a single building. It's called a studio, and they had a kind of a separate restaurant.
Okay.
So people didn't have to go for the Montage reception. They just go straight to the studio.
Right, because in many cases, you got to pay for parking. So I'm paying for parking at the Montage, and then I got to go through the registration and lobby to get to the restaurant.
Well, talking about that, one place I like also in that area is at the Surf and Sand.
Surf and Sand, yeah, that's
Splash.
Classic, yeah.
No, but Splash. We've done it, and the restaurant had been rebuilt and refurbished, and a brand new menu.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've been there in a long time.
The chef, Ron, is unbelievable. He has a very... I know they are looking for some recognition and maybe in Michelin there. I know that's that level.
Much.
Yes.
Well, and you said that when the guy from the Pendry was here, whose name escapes me, or the executive chef. I'm terrible with names here. We'll think of it in a moment. But anyway, he was here.
Handy. No.
We're going to have to go. Sorry, we're freaking out here.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name, but terrible to say. Great guy. He was here. Big get for us to get him over here. Executive chef, big job. He has all these different restaurants in there and all these food concepts and a private club and everything like that. And everybody said there isn't a push, even though these are owned by big, you know, chains and stuff here, isn't necessarily a push to go to that level.
The Pendry Hotel is a several selection of dining. And if you don't want to go to dinner or to the bar, even in the afternoon, they have a nice afternoon menu, and it's outside, and they have a patio and an outdoor bar.
That's where you got to take me.
Yeah, and it's so relaxing, it's like a spa, you know. It's amazing.
And they have an outdoor, they have a private nightclub there, a private club.
There's a private section they have for members, but that's another thing. So, the food and beverage management at the Pendry is really focused on
Ben Martinek. Ben Martinek, culinary director for the Pendry.
Yeah, but not the chef. I will let you know. The next one I really want to talk about is the Drake.
Why don't you take me to the Drake? I've wanted to go to the Drake. That's supposed to be this cool place because I love jazz.
You like jazz?
I love jazz.
They have live jazz every night.
Why have I not been to the Drake?
And chef,
because my friends won't bring me there.
You know why it's good to the food there? Because the chef, his name is Paul.
See?
But he was a chef at Bistango on the Bayside.
Wow, okay.
And now he's a chef there. So,
and it's very tiny, isn't it?
It's very quaint. I don't say tiny. It's quaint.
Okay, quaint. We don't say tiny.
You can sit at the... there's a little bit of... Not open kitchen, but an open bar. And so...
You and Rad Gantos went to the Drake. Nobody called old Paul up and say, hey, why don't you join us here?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
we can go there.
Okay. I'm ready.
Go to the Drake. And... And it's just on South Laguna, on Costa Rica.
Why don't we get them on the show? Because yes. I'm not just because of the good food, but because of their jazz. Who supports jazz in Orange County? Almost nobody.
No. I think there's another place, but I haven't been there.
Can't be many.
So another place we don't always remember, it's in Newport Beach in the peninsula. It's called the Lido House. I really enjoy it.
They really do. That's been around for a while, though, hasn't it?
Well, for some time, yes. But
why is that they,
because I know the chef, because he support my
your cause, yeah.
The cause with Table 410.
Okay.
And we always have great compliments about the way they put the menus together.
I see them at all the food events. They're always
they
there.
They create their table. They're very passionate.
Okay.
And they have a great bar, great appear, and amazing place.
All right. I'm going to have to put that back on my list.
Yeah,
I don't
the Lido House. Okay. And you can even take your wife for the weekend. Huh?
Oops, wow.
So
if I can afford that, okay.
So now let's move to some Thai cuisine. I love
all right, good cause Thai I was going to say, so far you haven't shocked me. This is all stuff I've heard of or know of.
My favorite and experience last year, it's in Costa Mesa on Bristol Street. It's called Hanuman. Hanuman.
How do you spell that?
H-A-N-U-M-A-N.
H-U-N-U-M-A-N. Never heard of it.
It's on Bristol Street in Costa Mesa, not far from where used to be my restaurant, and there's always a line out of the door.
Really? Yeah, okay, because I love Thai food, and I was looking for other good
it's
places.
It's unbelievable. Everything, I don't know. You can go there just for Pan Thai, even though their Pan Thai is really good.
Yeah.
But there's much more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
and is there creative? Because so many places are just trying to recreate what I'll call the classic dishes, like a Mexican restaurant, like an Italian restaurant, the things you expect to get
no,
there.
No, they have some creativity, too. Okay. Oh, yeah. And they're very good.
Okay.
Next, I really like, and they are doing a fantastic job, and they have, I think they have two locations now, maybe working in the third one, Buscat.
Oh, well, Buscat, yeah.
I've been to Buscat.
What a fun place,
time.
Too.
What?
Cool place to go, fun place to go.
There's one good one in Irvine, and they even have a sushi place next door. But the Buscat, I try both, and I love both. Irvine, and the other one is at Orange Circle.
Okay, I've never been to that one.
In Orange by Chapin.
I've been to the one, because it's across from, what is it, Antonella? What's the famous Italian restaurant right there in Irvine, though? It's right across from...
Oh, there, I don't want to, I don't have to mention it. And so, yeah, there's a good El Fornaio.
Yes.
The one in Irvine.
Right.
But the one in Orange, it's by the Circle, Orange Circle, and on Chapman.
Let's talk about that for a second. The Orange Circle has got more cool places.
Oh.
We had the guy come in on that one new one, just because I tried it, and I thought, this is fun. It's...
Orange Circle became hip.
Very hip.
Very hip.
Unbelievably
and
hip.
And you know why?
No.
First, there's some
college,
people
maybe.
That live there that, you know, the family, long time Orange County,
right.
Family, very
well,
established.
Well, it's the last place of those old craftsman houses and
beautiful,
all that stuff.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful.
It's a throwback to the 1900s. Yeah.
You look back to the time
right.
when you drive around.
So they have lots of preserved old
like
houses
there. Victoria style houses.
Right.
But now they have a few years ago, and there was the Haven restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
that's a gastropub.
Gastropub,
yeah. Right?
So really start the trend there,
mm-hmm.
and then suddenly,
which is a great
say,
place. I've been there
oh,
too.
Yeah, and they say, "Oh, why not me? Why not me?" And then now you have like a dozen places that do very well.
So many popping up there. We had the one in here, what was it called? Culinary Dropout.
Yeah.
And they have them all across the country. It's a chain, but it's a really nice chain.
They do a great job, and people love it. And, of course, one of the things is make it hip.
Very.
Because of the college, Chapin College.
Very much so. So you've got that kind of crowd that's restoring these old houses and loves that old vibe. You've got the cool colleges there, and somehow it's become this place to go.
It's the food mecca now.
It is. It is a food mecca. It really is. If I was going to send people someplace and say, just you can walk around and try a bunch of restaurants, that would be one of them.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. So this is what makes Orange County special now.
Downtown San Juan Capistrano's got that.
Oh, downtown San Juan Capistrano as well. Laguna Beach Tribe is never, it went up and down.
It has gone up and down. Right? Yep. There's a couple of places, but it doesn't have that same walk from one to the next feel to it.
Yeah, and so now that we are...
So you shocked me with some Thai restaurant.
The Thai, you got to try.
Do you ever go to Little Saigon and have these little hole-in-the-wall pho places?
Good pho, but... if I want a good pho, I go to some Asian market, like this one on Irvine Boulevard. I forgot the name, but it's I think it's an Eschmark. And so they have a kind of food court inside the shop.
Okay.
And different type of cuisine, and they do some great pho there. Also, in the same shopping center, they have hot pot.
Yeah, right.
I love hot pot.
I love hot pots, too.
Because, you eat what you want,
Right.
And then you cook it.
And it's a whole bunch of stuff in a stew, in a broth, or whatever.
And the longer you take, better it tastes.
Wow.
Another place that is quite recent, is in... It's on the Arbor Boulevard in Santa Ana.
In Santa Ana, downtown Santa Ana is a surprise.
No, it's not downtown Santa Ana.
Oh, it's not, okay.
It's on Bristol and downtown Santa Ana. Arbor Boulevard.
Okay. As you go down
Downtown Bristol. Santa Ana, it's another story. They had this hop place. They were doing very, very well. And right now, for some reason, it's not that popular. People don't want to drive there.
Can I give you two? Maybe we shouldn't go there, but I give you two reasons, as we do a thing with the Hispanic Chamber that has hurt downtown Santa Ana.
Yeah.
One is, I'm sorry to say, all the ICE raids and all the stuff that people are afraid to go out.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get caught, or they're going to get caught up in something or whatever. That has definitely, sorry, folks, whether you think that's good or bad, that has had a negative impact on downtown Santa Ana business. People are afraid to go out. They're afraid that I got to prove my. Even if I'm Hispanic, I got to prove my that I'm here, and I got papers, and I'm legal and all stuff.
People travel with their birth certificate. No?
Yeah, so literally, and saying, well, maybe I won't cross because I don't want to get a hassle, I'm going to get pulled over, I don't want to get in the middle of this trouble, or they see it, and I'm not going to go down there, I'm not going to go near it, I'm going to stay away from it if you're from the outside of the area.
I need to lose my accent, too.
Yeah, I think so, because you're boom, out. And then the second reason was for years because of the disruption of the trolley.
Yeah.
And so that was ripping up, and people were just complaining it was hard to get in and get out.
So going back to that restaurant that really is special and is managed by two chefs, and one to take more of the front, one in the back, is the dark room.
Somebody else told me about that, and I don't know anything about
it. It's a must visit. It's really a must.
A must visit. Okay. Yes. The dark room.
The dark room.
What kind of food is it?
We met them at the, at the whiskey festival.
I think we did,
Or the best of Orange County.
Yeah, for Orange Coast Magazine.
Orange Coast Magazine. And the dark room is really
amazing. And that's where they spin records or something, too?
Well, on the weekends.
Yeah.
After hours.
That's what the young guy was telling me. He said they actually have old DJs and they spin records and stuff here. With real on record tape. Record.
Yeah.
So turntables. Yeah. So you say that's a must go.
It's a must go.
Okay.
And very San Franciscan setup,
it must be dark inside.
Well, it's not that dark. But it's only because it's only the only light that comes is from the front windows. But it's very well lit inside. And so, but if you look from inside, in outside in, you look dark. But when you're inside, you're fine.
Right? I say there are lots of cool finds over in Santa Ana still over there. They're down because of those two reasons I listed. But having said that, there still is a scene. There still are little hole-in-the-wall joints and places. Yeah, we've had a couple of men here. Some
and the chef are very, I don't want to say they're edgy, but very, they like to create new dishes, mm-hmm. but still attached to traditional cooking.
Yeah.
And so
we had somebody, I think it's La Perla, it's downtown, and oh my God, some of the best Hispanic dishes I've ever had in my life they brought in here.
Yeah, okay. La Perla in San Clemente?
Oh, no, I'm thinking in downtown San Ana.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I got it wrong. I think it's La Perla.
Okay. And so there's a place.
So the dark room's a must go. All right, we got to do that one.
South Coast Plaza. On South Coast Plaza, I have a lot of restaurants.
And I don't know why I don't go in there enough, because it's really known. There are some great stuff in there.
There's one that I have been there last year several times.
Okay.
It's called Populaire.
Popular?
Populaire. Populaire. Again, Populaire.
Populaire.
It's
in French.
It's popular in French.
Nobody likes French food, though.
Can we stop the show?
Right there. Don't drop the mic.
So, because there is more French coming.
Okay.
No, it's a modern bistro. And two chef partners, Chef Walls and Chef Nix, they do a fantastic job. And they really care. And even though you are in South Coast Plaza, you think, oh, you're just a tenant. No, they really care about what they serve.
And you would be tough on French food. Because I suspect if you're going to be harsh and judgmental, it's going to be on what you did best.
Yeah.
You know, Thai food, you might be, oh, that's great, that's fun. Or Korean food, oh, that's fun. But French food, oh, no, you missed something.
No, they do some great dishes, some long, slow cooking, and dishes with mushroom and things like that. They very care about the products they use. So another one that's always been recognized, but I don't think it always been recognized enough, especially with Michelin, somebody from Michelin listening, Marché Modern. Do you know Marché Modern?
I've heard the name. Yeah. I don't know that I've been there.
Fantastic French cuisine, a little bit modernized because the chef Florent and his wife Emilia, they want to go with the time, So it's not classic French, even though it's classic preparation, but they have their own twist into the food and the service there, the meeting, the one list, is fantastic. Marché Modern is in on Newport Coast, actually it's a Crystal Cove. It's really, really good. And
is that where it is? It's in Crystal Cove? You got to go down into the park there? Whatever. There's two or three restaurants down there.
Yeah, there's a few, but the other two or three restaurants there are very places with traffic, even though they have a great sushi place there. Bluefin.
Oh, that, yes. Bluefin. Why don't you? That's really gotten.
My two go sushi places is Bluefin, Crystal Cove, South Coast Plaza, and Memory.
What's the one in
South? Memory.
I don't. How do you say that one?
Memory. I always have a tough time to spell it. But Memory is the name of the chef.
Just owner. Like memory, like a memory.
No. It's a Japanese name. Asian name. Memory. You can check.
All right, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Bluefin. Why can't we get Bluefin in here? You got to get them in here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really public.
It's not really.
Him, the chef.
Oh, he's not. He doesn't want to go out.
No. The chef.
Reclusive,
no,
just, in the back.
He knows he's doing fantastic. So, Amanori, A M O A N Amanori. Amanori.
Okay.
Okay. So, of course, on the other side, of course, better. So.
And do you like sushi? Are you a sushi guy?
I like sushi. Yes.
Okay. Because it's minimal preparation. It's really more about maximal purchase and the quality of the product.
Yeah, but this sort of that people think it's just a piece of fish on rice. No, it's the technique of cutting the fish, picking the right fish.
Picking the right fish, yeah.
And in places like that, they also have some creativity, you know, they kind of flame it sometime, or the seasonings. No, it's right on. You think you eat healthy food when you know you're in the right place.
Yes,
you know?
Right.
So,
can I throw another one that's sort of like that? Another thing that I adore that you can't get much of in Orange County, and I think I know why, because it's expensive and not enough people buy it, is oysters. I love oysters.
Okay. It's right there next to it.
Okay, good.
Next to my sushi place. But before I go there, there's a little French Swiss place on the Balboa Island.
Oh, it's, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. It's amazing. It's quaint. It's like maybe 8-10 tables on it there, 20-25
people. I've seen that, yeah.
It's called Basilique.
Yes, I've been. We were down there for something, and I thought that's
the
cute.
Chef is really good. He can do some classic like. Beef stroganoff, something right. like that.
Beef also, bourguignon or something.
Yeah, but more refined than that. And then great raclette and great fondue, too. Fondue,
there's something I haven't had in a million years.
On the raclette, it's really, really good there. So,
but it's only like 6 or 8 tables. It's really tiny.
Now I put a couple of tables outside.
Okay.
You know, after COVID, people just move some table out. And so, one place I like too is Indian cuisine.
I know very little about Indian cuisine. It always seems too the spices and the tastes and stuff. I like curries, but
I've tried several Indian, and sometimes I go in some Indian restaurant with buffet style, but you have to make sure it's a restaurant that everything is fresh and not been sitting there for.
Yeah.
The
problem with buffets,
day.
Yeah, right.
But there's one good Indian restaurant, Corona del Mar. It's been there since 1984.
Wow, okay.
And the original chef is still the same chef cooking today.
Wow.
He's so attached to that restaurant. He works lunch and dinner 5 days a week. He takes his nap in the back room.
I knew a chef like that named Pascal that used to do that.
Yeah, he lay down there. And he took me and showed me the oven that they used forever, you know. And the tandoori oven.
Yes.
And the food there at Meyer. Fantastic. And
okay.
Costa Way in Corona del Mar.
Okay.
So, to stay in the same area, Corona
del Mar. You got 5 minutes. 5 minutes left here.
Oh, I have a good speed. The Farmhouse, Roger's Garden. Very good restaurant.
I've never been to. You used to have a place at Roger's Garden. You did.
No, Sherman Garden. This is Roger's Garden.
Roger's Garden, okay.
And Chef Rich is 100% farm to table.
Wow.
He goes to the farmer's market in Santa Monica every week.
Wow.
Every Wednesday.
Okay.
And bring back stuff. So we talk about shellfish. We have the Water Grill, of a fantastic.
Oh, the Water Grill. How do you get?
Yeah, the
than
restaurant
that?
Is great, but the oyster bar. I see that the oyster bar.
I do too.
You have everything there. Even have live sea urchin that they open for you in front of you.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And
I've been to the one. Have you ever been downtown? The original one. That one's great too.
And
that was where I first discovered it.
And we. But this one is a soft course plata.
I know, I've been to both, but I'm just saying the one and somehow I...
And you have a shuck oyster.
That was what I was going to say, Meyer. I just went there a couple of days ago. I went to see The Wiz.
Yeah.
Oh, and perfect. So afterwards we went to shuck.
It's, you know, it's not pretentious. It's
no.
Very nice. They have good chowders on there.
I'll say the service is a little slow there, at least when there were a couple of them. But the oysters, they had a great selection, and they had one... I wish I could remember the name of it. It was the best oyster I've ever had.
And they can serve you an assortment, like three or four.
That's
can.
What we had, right.
It's amazing. And,
go there for
but
oysters.
But there's a place in Dana Point, too. A
for
good
oysters?
Seafood and oyster place, Glassbar.
Never heard of it.
Glassbar is a good place, too. It's really
Glassbar.
Good.
Glassbar. Okay.
Yeah, and the chef, Rob, is very good and used to work at the Ritz-Carlton. He's very well trained. And
where's that, in Dana Point?
Dana Point, okay. On the harbor, yeah, Glassbar.
Dana Point's one of those areas, clearly the redoing, your friend Peter Uberoff, his son, is redoing the whole harbor down there, $1 billion.
It's going to be amazing.
And they're going to have, and we had Bob Olson in here, who owns, is it the Irvine House or whatever, a big hotel.
Yeah.
And they're building a big hotel there. He's one of the partners there. And the projections of what they're going to try and do, and then the city came in once, and they talked about they're hoping in their downtown, that whole area, they wanted to just come alive.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a revamp, but it's going to be a more maybe local and tourist destination.
Right.
Dumpling, I love dumplings, too. Fresh made dumplings.
I don't
make
know
it
enough about dumplings,
you.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Right. And there's a place in our vines called Yahozi. And everything, it's a Neovine marketplace.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
That's an art, how they twist it and make the dumpling and all
they
that.
Go so fast.
Pinch it and crimp it. And
a good restaurant, too, more of a classic type of restaurant on wine list. The winery in Tustin.
The winery in Tustin, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend Yvonne does a fantastic job.
Get him in here.
Yeah, wonderful. Mexican, I haven't talked about Mexican.
All right, you only got a couple minutes left. Quick, give me one or two.
Exclusive Mexican restaurant in San Clemente. And they also have a tequila bar.
What's it called?
Exclusive. Exclusive.
Yeah. Exclusive. Okay, never heard of that. Where is that one in?
San Clemente. On the main street there. And they have a great tequila bar. And it's one of the best Mexican food you can have around.
Okay.
And my last one is...
Where was that?
San Clemente.
San Clemente, okay. I'm taking notes here.
And one restaurant that was really blown away is in Fontaine Valley.
Fountain Valley?
Yeah.
Who goes to Fountain Valley to eat anything?
People that know what this is.
Then follow Chef Pascal.
Yeah.
Get off the beat.
Follow me. I should have a sign.
Yeah,
if
follow me.
Good food, follow me.
All right.
So it's a concept.
A concept
in Fullerton?
Part of
Fullerton? A group that do concept.
Okay.
Yeah. Fountain Valley, not Fullerton. And it's a Japanese/Italian restaurant.
What?
Yeah.
What would that be?
It's called Ini, I-N-E. I-N-I.
Okay, you got me on that one.
You'll love it. It's really, really special.
I-N-I. It's Japanese/Italian.
Yes.
And it's in Fountain Valley. Okay, sorry. Send all me these nasty notes about Fountain Valley. But
it's on Brokers. There's a lot of special plates there.
Okay.
And they even have I think it's a Vietnamese bakery close by. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I've only been to about a third of the places that you've done, so you got a lot of places to take me. The Drake, we got to go there. The Dark Room, Bluefin, come on.
Yes.
These are places I'd love to go to.
Yeah, and I really want to give you the name.
The Bluefin's expensive, though, isn't it?
You like a good sushi bar. They have to be, you know.
They have to be. Like Pascal's. Yeah. Pascal's was always expensive.
But, you know, if you want to have quality fish, you know, there's a price for it.
There really is.
You know, if you want to have just regular tuna, like from a grocery sushi.
Right.
You know, and and actually, at Bluefin one day, he bought a whole tuna, and he filleted it in front of us.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was fantastic.
He's not just buying cuts from...
No, he just do it himself. And Yeah, well, I'm sorry I could not find the I forgot the name of the chef at the Poundry, and you got to try it, and you don't have to be a member to eat there, and you just walk in. They have a great bar, happy hour, and they have actually they do have a steakhouse with a sushi bar inside.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, and then I hear there's a new Pascal's coming this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
That's just a little bird. I don't know. Right? A new Pascal's coming? Maybe not. It'd be hard to open a restaurant. What's an investment? $1 million today to open a restaurant?
Well, it depends your goal. You know,
4,000 square foot restaurant, 5,000 square foot.
Yeah. So for me, I'm pretty much done
with those days
owning a restaurant. What I'm doing now is more of a private cooking.
I know.
People's home.
Yeah.
And my goal is to, I've done a couple of them already, Sunday night dinners at people's home. So it will be family or family and friend. And it's cooking and with interaction, cooking and dining.
So how do they reach you if they some nice fancy couple wants to?
It's on my website at pascalcuisine.com.
Okay.
Right. And on Instagram, I have a Chef Pascal One.
I think I'm open this Sunday if you want to come over to my house.
And but you're going to have to cook. I'm going to give you a shopping list.
Oh, jeez.
And then you're going to be under my orders.
Oui, chef. Oui, chef. That's all I know. That's what I only have to say one thing. Oui, chef.
So here we are, Orange County. We are in the right
We've
place
made it.
To dine.
We are not. All those years ago, you were in a wasteland, and part of why you made such a splash is because there were few places like yours around. Bruno, you, two or three guys I can think of doing this. Not many. Now, here we are. You just rattled off 20 places, that half a dozen must-sees.
Yes.
So we'll see what pops up this year on the behind the kitchen door.
I already start. You know, I already have some new places. So for
all right, a list? You got a list of target lists you got to go to here?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, well, tune in. We're going to have more of this. Maybe we can get them open up a little bistro this year or something here, but we'll find out. If nothing else, we're going to have a reporter out there investigating and reporting back places must see.
I will eat for you.
You will eat for us. Thank you so much. Chef Pascal, once again. Well, that's why we do it. Hey, we do it right after lunchtime here, each and every week, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.